Shell Anderson's a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Shell.
Hi.
Well, in the past, we've talked about how animals stay warm in cold weather and how they keep dry in cold weather, but we all need water, so how do animals hydrate in the winter?
Definitely a concern right now because what we'd call free water, lakes, ponds, streams, rain falling.
They're all pretty solid.
Nothing like that going on right now, or at least really, really isolated locations. So unless you're living really close to one of those, all the creatures that are out and active at this time of year are having to make do with something other than free water. And as you said, all of us need water. It's an essential thing. So fortunately, we'll start with mammals. So fortunately, other mammals that are active at this time of year have different physiology than we do. So we're the sweaty mammals.
Not lately, but
maybe not just now. But you know, if we went out and did some kind of exertion outdoors, it could be 40 below like it was the other morning, and we could definitely work up a sweat. We wouldn't want to, but mm-hmm. we could do that. So other mammals active at this time of year do not have the abundance of sweat glands that we do. And so they do not lose moisture through sweating to any great degree, even though they may be exerting. And as we, I think, have talked about before, in the summertime, that means that animals, including birds, but mammals we're speaking of here, have to pant a lot to cool off. That's one of the ways that they cool off. You don't see a lot of animals panting at this time of year, at least at the temperatures we've been having lately. So they aren't losing water to the degree that you and I would if we were living their lives kind of and exerting like they do out and about. But beyond that, they still need water because they do lose water through their respiration. As their breath goes out, they're losing moisture. So what are they using? Well, to some degree, mammals are eating snow. That's not ideal because it takes some energy to melt that snow. So the animal's losing some body heat when it ingests snow. And of course, as any one of us knows who's ever eaten snow or tried to melt snow for water for whatever purpose, it takes a lot of snow to create not much water. So it's not a real efficient way. So another way that mammals are getting water is through the food that they eat. So even though all this woody vegetation is what most animals have available to them right now appears to be very dry, and it is much drier than it is in the summertime, it does have water in there, and so they're garnering some water from the woody browse that they're eating. And if you pay attention to the droppings of ungulates, for instance, moose or deer at this time of year, there's very little moisture in their droppings. So their bodies aren't losing a lot of the water that they take in through their food. They're not passing that out. A lot of it's getting recycled and absorbed. Mammals also get water through metabolizing the fat that they've laid on. So it's a big reason, in addition to nutrition, it's a big reason for laying on a lot of fat coming into the winter, so that as you burn that fat, you not only are getting nutrients, you know, energy from it, you're also getting access to metabolic water. So those are kind of the principal ways that mammals are meeting their water needs. But they too can get in a deficit. So it's a delicate dance over the course of the winter for them to maintain their hydration. And they will drink free water whenever they have the opportunity. So once things start to unlock a little bit, you know, or the icicles, you know, are melting somewhere, animals will pick up on that and they will go after that. Birds are a little bit different, maybe not so little bit, they're different. They also do not have sweat glands at all. They do lose moisture through their skin, despite all the nice feather coverings. They do lose some moisture through their skin through evaporation. And of course, they lose a little bit of moisture when they breathe in and out as well. But they reabsorb some of the moisture that they have in their breath before it leaves their bodies. And they also have a unique adaptation in that their urinary waste is concentrated by their bodies as uric acid without being diluted with water like mammals. So that's a real water-saving device there. And they also absorb a lot of the moisture that would be in the feces, reabsorb that so that in the winter their fecal material is much more dry and concentrated. And so that's part of how they kind of recycle and reabsorb and retain and conserve as much as they can, because they are very dependent on some kind of water source as time goes on. They don't have all the fat reserves that mammals can lay on to metabolize water from. And so they're going to be on the lookout for any day in February, March, where the icicles on your eaves start to drip a little. You'll see birds up there getting those drops. Any place there's any kind of actual dripping, melting, running water, they will be taking advantage of that. Birds readily come to water that's put out for them, but just one cautionary thing about that is that it's recommended that a person not put water out, even if you have a heated, nice heated, shallow thing with good perches for the birds. It's not recommended to do that when the temperatures are below 10 degrees, because all the evaporation that's going on is very moist and can be dangerously coat their feathers. And so the birds really appreciate it as long as it's provided in a way that is accessible to them, very shallow and with good perches, so that they're not on some slippery surface, but not to do it when it's below 10 degrees is what I understand. You know, things are managing, obviously, because we see them out there, but it's a tough time right now for finding good sources of water.
Chell Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks, Chell, for filling us in on winter hydration.
You're welcome.